Jesus said today very clearly, I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. And I think the gospel reading fits our saying of the day very well. And as a matter of fact, I was very ignorant of him until recent years. The saying of the day is saying Camillus. And I didn't know about him until I met his brothers. So I met the brothers who were working in the hospital in Vietnam. They volunteered their time working at like public hospital in Vietnam, caring for the sick and for the poor. They called themselves the servants of the sick, or oftentimes they're called the chameleon brothers and fathers. And the easiest way to identify them is that in Vietnam they wear white cut up the tropical and hot weather, but then usually it's black habit with a big old giant red cross in front of them. And Saint Camillus had a very interesting history itself. He was a son of a noble, and following his own father's footstep, he became a soldier. And that that journey led him with an injury that he bore forever. And throughout his time as a soldier, he picked up a very bad habit, the habit of gambling. He was addicted to gambling for many, 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 many years. And as a matter of fact, when he was healing from his wounds, he was so, what an unwelcoming guest that the friars and the nun had to kick him out of the hospital because he wasn't behaving himself. And then throughout his whole life, he just became a very irritable person and character. And one day, he went to Mass, and he heard a Franciscan friar said, God is everything. Everything else is nothing. At that moment, something clicked in his mind. Something clicked in his mind. Camillus then changed his life. And through the encouragement of another saint, Saint Philip Neri, he wanted to dedicate his life for the poor, to the forgotten, to the spiritually and physically sick. But the Franciscan friars didn't take him because of his health and of his condition. Because remember, they were mendicants at that time, meaning you have to have good health to beg for your food. So he was turned down, but he didn't lose hope. He continued through the help and the encouragement of Saint Philip Neri, found the Servants of the Sick, a congregation that would be stationed at hospital caring for the poor, the forgotten, the abandoned, the physically and spiritually sick. The story of Saint Camillus today teaches us and reminds us, just like what the responsorial psalm said, the Lord is kind and merciful. Sometimes we think that saints were born holy and there's nothing more to do. No, but their stories tells us that it is the grace of God that makes us holy, that sometimes we have our own past. Sometimes we have things that we struggle with, but God continued to call us to become more childlike, more simple, more trusting, not to be wise or learned in the eyes of the world, but to really hold fast to the one who first loved us. So today, let us pray for all those who are sick, as well as to pray for the intercessions of Saint Camillus, that he helps us to always seek the presence of Christ and to love him in the poorest of the poor.